Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cadogan. And news just in, John. News already in from some lower leagues.
Oh, yeah.
From Nursery Inn FC, the first division in Hartlepool, the Sunday League. They're currently top of the league. Nursery Inn FC. Just news on one of their players. As a club, we'd like to wish Lewis Keers all the best as he parts ways with the Nursery Inn. The young centre-back has been sentenced to 18 months in a young offenders institution for attempted robbery. We wish him all the best and hope he comes out less of a fucking idiot. So, well done, Nursery Inn FC.
That's very good.
Congratulations. We hope you win the league.
Excellent.
Very slick start this week, isn't
hey,
it, John?
Not bad. Ahoy there, my National League brother from another mother.
You are. Can you hear the fake excitement in my voice this week? I'm really putting it on.
Yeah. Well, what's happened?
Oh, nothing. Just got no energy, John. I think I might be ailing. But let's not carry on about
you
that.
Might be
it's
what?
Fine. Like, ailing.
Ailing.
Ailing. You know what ailing means.
What, ill?
Well, becoming ill.
Becoming ill. You're on the path to illness.
Look, you can hear my...
Oh, you can hear it.
Oh. I'm very well.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. Just get me...
You sound like that bloke from EastEnders. What's his name?
Tim Reynolds. Bring back Tim
Reynolds. No, not bring back Tim Reynolds. The
bring
old
back
bloke.
Tim Reynolds.
I can't remember what the old bloke... You should know. You Jim?
Jim.
Jim?
Oh, you're all right. All right, Doc. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but listen. Oh, I sound a bit chesty, don't I, John?
Yeah, you do a little bit.
I was asked today, John. I was at a job doing a voiceover today. I'm the voice of Radio X. Do you know that? Yeah. This is Radio X. And I know it's a opposing radio group to you, John. So you're not a big fan of them. What's your podcast? They said, and I said, oh, it's called The National Obsession. It's about National League football. I'm sure you've heard all about it.
Just Chris Moore as you were speaking.
No. Just a bloke, my mate Dan. And he went, how do you monetize it? I said, oh, we are way above monetizing it. He said, do you want to monetize it? I said, no.
It's very gauche, isn't it?
Very gauche, isn't it?
Last century.
Who wants to make money out of something they've put 52 weeks of their life into? Not me, that's for sure.
That's not what we're about, really.
That's not what we're about,
I mean, if
John.
We could on as well, then fine. You know, I wouldn't turn it down. But it's not what we're about.
Listen, if anybody wants to send us in a sum of money, just a sum, you think the show is worth to you.
You know that some of our listeners, naming no names, actually will.
No, don't. Nobody do it.
Because, but if you do want to, it's a very quick and easy route to a FOF number.
Yes, that is the
cash
other way.
Cash for FOFs.
Cash for FOFs. Can happen.
Speaking of FOFs, though, I've been putting some the hours in this week, which is...
The Gary hours?
The Gary hours. Most unusual for either of us to put in any sort of preparation into this whatsoever. However...
We had a talk about it on a couple of days ago, didn't we, John?
Well, last week, do you remember we had a letter in from Lee Cloak?
Lee Cloak,
and
yes.
We couldn't remember his precise FOF number, so you gave him FOF 12.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't More on this in letters from a listener, but it didn't quite ring true to me that we got to FOF 12. So I painstakingly went back to the beginning of the FOFs and I've done my best to assemble the FOF numbers. Do you want them?
Yes, please, John.
So the roll call goes as follows. Number one.
FOF 1.
Marcus Arscott.
Marcus Arscott, FOF 1.
Number two.
FOF 2.
Rob Walker. Number three,
FOF
Ted.
Three.
Number three, Ted Woodley.
Ted Woodley.
Number five, Phil Overson.
Where's four, John?
We'll come on to that.
Oh.
Number six, Steve Smith. Number seven, L. Cruden.
Good old L. Cruden.
Number eight, Matty Haywood. Number nine, Peter Stringer. Number ten, Mr. Garley.
Young man, you're too garly, garly.
And number 11, Lee Cloak, formerly FOF 12.
He's FOF
11.
Okay.
So we got up to FOF 11. Now, you may well have spotted a slight mistake there in that we have got the mystery of FOF 4. Whatever happened to FOF 4?
Did we not have anyone, John?
As far as I can tell. Maybe it's the mystery of the disappearing FOF number.
Are you FOF 4?
If you are out there, FOF 4, please make contact.
Please make contact. If not, would you like to be FOF 4? Our special Christmas giveaway this year will be...
I was thinking of some sort of Christmas
will be
giveaway.
FOF 4. You can be FOF number 4. And that's all the prize is, isn't it, John? FOF 4.
Just a FOF 4, yeah.
And we'll think
maybe
of,
for the best Christmas.
We'll think
something.
Of a way... Maybe you could send us in some audio stuff just off your phone, on your voice memos on your phone, of you singing one of the many songs that... comes up.
Here's the thing, you're going to have to work really hard for FOF 4. It's not one that we're just going to give out. It's like a retired shirt number.
Yeah.
You know, a football club.
You could.
You're going to have to work really hard to get it.
Perhaps you could sing one of John's many songs.
Do.
Perhaps you could sing Letters from a Listener to us.
Mm-hmm.
One of our jingles, you know.
Yeah.
Up to you. Send us a voice memo of you singing and you may win FOF 4.
Or it will just never be claimed. It will remain unclaimed forever.
In our minds, it will be somebody.
And very quickly before we actually get onto the football as well, the biggest news this week, unquestionably,
John,
was that you had a tweet liked by Dick Strawbridge.
Dick Strawbridge.
Dick Strawbridge liked your tweet.
If you don't watch Escape to the Chateau, I'm jealous because you've got four series to watch of it. It's very good, isn't it, John? Do you love it, John?
I do love it.
Dick Strawbridge is my spirit animal.
With a great moustache.
I dream of Dick. Don't, John. I dream
Don't
of being...
say a word.
He's got his own tractor and he knows how to use it. And he knows how to do everything, doesn't he?
He does.
He's the man I dream
so
of being.
I'd love to be that man.
Anyway, we've not talked yet about National League football. Well, probably should.
Should we work out what's coming up in the show?
What's on in the show, John?
Well, we've done about half of it. Half of it.
What's
already
on in the podcast? Yeah, I know you've jumped the gun with all your news.
We have a little bit.
FOF 4.
FOF 4. Well, we'll continue the search for FOF 4, no doubt. Also,
there didn't seem to be any women in the FOFs there.
Can't make them up.
What about Steve Smith's sister? She was a FOF, wasn't she?
No, she didn't get a number though because she asked for one. I think, if I remember rightly.
We've made a rod for our own back.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Well, we'll have lots of results, fixtures,
news,
puns
yes.
about the weekend's football.
Lovely.
There was much of it. A focus on... I shouldn't have given that away,
You've
really.
Given that away, John.
I don't normally give it away.
Let's try to start again. What's the focus on, John?
I shan't. I won't tell you.
Oxford City last week. No, I don't know.
No, I
don't know.
Talkie Corner. Letters from a listener.
Lovely. But also... It's very exciting. We're gonna include all the tweets this week from
the
National League Film Club. Have we got that?
I had something else, but we can do that.
Okay, we'll have a go at it.
So,
John, hey, it's a two fixture round.
It is,
isn't it?
I'll tell you what we should do. Should we forget about the FA Trophy? Does anybody really care?
Well. We're through, aren't we?
We won on penalties.
Torquay have got Boreham Wood away.
There was a couple of little upsets. Biggleswade beat Gloucester.
Yeah, who cares?
Farsley beat Alfreton. Chris Todd.
You hate the trophy, don't you, John? People who just joined us, you have to know that John doesn't just not really count the FA Trophy as anything. He physically hates it.
Yeah, I turn my back on it.
He does. He starts
I don't
to
recognise
of,
it.
Even if we won it, I don't think he'd go to the final. Would you, John, or not?
I've been to the one we went
to. So have I. I've been
Ebbsfleet.
There.
Yeah, it was a horrible day. We lost it. I think that's where it started, actually, for me.
So why do you hate it so much?
It's just rubbish, isn't it?
Maybe you love it deep down. Maybe you love it deep down. That's what it is. You're pushing it away because your favourite thing is the FA Trophy.
I think it's unlikely. Anyway, so I think we should just concentrate on the National League.
Yes, please.
There was no South, no North,
no
only National League.
But there were some Tuesday night games.
Well, why don't I go back to Saturday?
Why don't you tell us about Saturday as well?
That's the order that my notes are in, and I'll have to scrabble around the order.
It's not been a good start. It's been a very wordy start.
It was AFC File 2, Borehamwood 1, Aldershot 0, Barrow 2, Barnet 1, Gateshead 2, Bromley 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 2. Dagenham continuing their recent revival. The keeper was in inspired form, and he saved well in quick succession from Bromley's Mark Anthony Okoye. The match report continued, but it was all Greek to me.
Is it Greek, Mark Anthony?
But that's the quote Anthony from the play,
Cleopatra, isn't it? Antony and Cleopatra.
Julius Caesar, Mark Anthony.
Is it Greek?
It was all Greek
Roman,
to me.
Roman, though, isn't it?
Greek
to me.
It was all Greek to me.
John, it was too clever a joke
Flip
for me.
Heck.
What it was, John, was too clever for me. It's my chest. You can hear it.
I'm sure Ted Woodley will be in touch with a historical
appraisal
of that joke.
Ted, get in touch with John. Tell him, John.
I thought it was quite good.
Go on.
Anyway, it was Dover 2, Hartlepool 1, Eastleigh 1, Chesterfield 1, Ebbsfleet 4, Halifax 0, Harrogate 3, Braintree 1. Harrogate fighting back to maintain their National League title push. The Iron opening the scoring when Justin Amaluza dribbled into the box. Picking out the top corner.
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you thrill me, kill me?
Great
thrill
to
me.
From Justin there.
Harrogate are never winning the league.
They're on Frago.
Never, Frago. Ever winning the league, John. I'm telling you that now.
Okay.
If the Grand Nationale was here, he would back me up on that.
Yeah, I bet he would. Harrogate, by the way, also have a defender called Fallowfield, which sounds a bit like a kind of local detective series on ITV4.
What a good idea that would be,
yeah.
John.
Maybe we could get that commission.
Yeah, that's a nice
Fallowfield.
We've got so far is the name. It'd be good if
sometimes that's all you need.
There was a player called Harry Gate, and he played for Harrogate, wouldn't
he? He would. Havant and Waterlooville 5, Maidstone 2, Sully Hole 0, Salford 0, Sutton 0, Maidenhead 1, and Wrexham 0, Leighton Orient 2. Goals for Leighton Orient from...
The slump begins, John.
Goals for Leighton Orient from Macaulay Bonn and James Brophy. He's actually James Brophy, considering running for office. Already has a group of politicians ready to back him. They'll form Brophy's cabinet.
I didn't get that.
Brophy cabinet.
Brophy cabinet. Got it.
Really trophy.
I don't think
it's my jokes.
I'm not very well, John. Yeah. So all we have to do there is imagine the people at home laughing.
Just rolling about.
Rolling
on the floor.
Brophy cabinet.
Brophy cabinet.
I think it's the way you said it. Brophy's cabinet. It was like, you don't. Who would say the trophy cabinet? No one. Trophy cabinet. That's how you say trophy cabinet, isn't it?
Trophy cabinet.
You don't say trophy cabinet.
What's the difference?
Trophy cabinet. That's the word you. Is the word,
that's the word
you,
I had to hit.
The word you're having
it?
To point up, because that is the pun, is the word brophy, because it sounds like trophy. So if you just go brophy cabinet, all I'm hearing is cabinet. Right. I'm trying to make the...
Okay.
I'm not very well, John. Can you hear?
Point taken. on to Tuesday night as well.
I don't know if I'll make Tuesday night.
If we make the end of this podcast at this rate. But on to Tuesday night, because a few were interesting games as well. It was Barrow 0, Wrexham 0, Borehamwood.
Riding through the glen. Borehamwood, with their band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Borehamwood, they're no good. Borehamwood, da 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 dum da dum dum dum. Hey!
So it's Borehamwood 0, Dover 1, Braintree 2, Sutton 2. Goal scorers for Braintree, Barrington and Crook. I think he was a contemporary of Brightling Sea Regent. Yeah. Hello, I'm Barrington Crook.
Barrington Crook.
You may remember him from my starring role in Fallowfield.
He'd be very good in Fallowfield.
He'd be great in Fallowfield.
Well, have you interviewed Barrington Crook?
No, I haven't interviewed him yet.
I think Fallowfield's like a slightly dim policeman.
Yeah. He's like a local idiot.
He got in just before you needed a degree to be a policeman. And he got in because he's tall. He's 6'8".
Yeah, that's it. of course, played by the great Barrington Crook.
Yeah, we might hear some more from Valleyfield.
He might well do. I think we could work that up. He might make an appearance in the Nat Obstivity.
Oh, no.
Still under construction. Oh, Braintree 2, Sutton 2. Chesterfield 1, Bromley 1. So another draw for Chesterfield. Quite amazing that. 18 league matches without a win, equaling the club record. Drawn 8 consecutive league matches in a row, equaling another club record.
It's their club record unbeaten run.
I've got a clip here which is well worth hearing. It's basically Martin Allen sounding like he's basically questioning his entire existence.
Oh,
he was
like
asked
this.
About this club record after the draw, and it kind of sounds like he's given up.
Have you experienced sort of a period of results in your career like this before? Because there's completely at odds statistics at the moment. 18 without a league win, but equally the club's on its best run in 12 years in League and Cup with 11 unbeaten. Have you experienced anything like it?
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it? 11?
11 unbeaten. Best run in 12 years for Chesterfield.
Oh, blimey.
You need to see the video as well, where he's basically just leaning back with his arms folded and just...
When he said...
I think Martin Allen's losing it. He's losing it.
Is he
again?
Losing his mind, John?
Again.
Do you think he's all right? And it's a bit far north for him, isn't it?
Maybe he can't cope that far north. Get back towards the M25.
He's
Martin.
Normally in charge of Barnet by now. Surely he's probably thinking that.
Barnet aren't on a great run.
Maybe
either,
this
so
was
maybe the whole.
Maybe this was a shock for him that he was in Chesterfield. I'm still in Chesterfield, am I? Normally in Barnet by now.
Yeah. So not going well for Mad Dog. Dagenham 3, Haventon Waterlooville 1. That was a score on Tuesday night. Connor Wilkinson scored twice, putting Haventon to the sword.
That was lovely, John.
All right.
said the wrong word too loud. His Brophy cabinet.
My motto is
Brophy cabinet.
Constant improvement. I'm always striving for excellence.
Every day's a school day, John.
Yeah. Strive for consistency and excellence.
Good.
That's my
consistency
motto.
In excellence or and excellence.
Oh, don't worry about it. Hartlepool 1, AFC Fylde 2, Leighton Orient 0, Aldershot 0, Maidenhead 1, Ebbsfleet 1, homekeeper Carl Pentney kept Maidenhead in the game. Don't know if he owns a plush apartment on the top floor of his building. And Maidstone 1, Eastleigh 3.
Understood that one.
That was just the material. Maidstone 1, Eastleigh 3.
Nothing to do with
and
how you said it.
Salford 3, Harrogate 2.
Salford 3-2.
Yeah, Leighton Orient top, Salford, Wrexham, Fylde, Harrogate, Solihull Moors and Gateshead make up the playoffs.
Wrexham
are
dropping, Don. John? Wrexham are dropping, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And in the relegation zone, Chesterfield 21st, Maidstone, Dover and Braintree at the bottom. Not bad. Sorry, there's a bit of excess wind there.
Goodness me. I tell you what, with my chest, your flipping Gaviscon addiction.
Yeah.
It's not been a great start, but it's the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
It's time to focus on...
Slough Town.
Slough Town, John. Oh.
Surely the only bit of music that...
What a lovely bit of production, John.
Not bad, eh?
Very, very nice. Very nicely done.
Yeah.
You had that all lined up. All came in beautifully underneath. What I can... Brilliant. There's a poem in there. There's a Betjeman poem about Slough as well. You could have laid that over the top.
That would have been a step
They did that in the office.
Did they?
We could have nicked that.
I don't remember that.
Tell me about Slough Town FC.
Yes, Slough Town began in 1890 when three teams, the Swifts, Slough Albion and the Young Men's Friendly Society.
The production really fell down.
I'm trying to play two things at once. Oh. It's impossible. Anyway, they formed a new club, Slough FC, between them. They initially played in the Southern Alliance alongside the likes of Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh.
So they were once in the same league as Tottenham Hotspur. After the Second World War, Slough United didn't rejoin that league and led a breakaway movement to form a new league. It was from this that the club derived its nickname, the Rebels.
The Rebels.
They are still known today, the Rebels.
That's nice, isn't it? We've discussed them, how they should come out dressed in rebellious
punk
gear.
Rocker.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Has anyone taken us up on that idea yet?
Not
John?
Really. No, we've had very little back on that.
That was a
I
good
think
one.
It was a good idea.
Lovely idea.
The Rebels, they were champions of that league on three occasions, got promotion to the Isthmian League in the 70s.
Isthmian League.
And in the 80s, managed to get themselves up to the Football Conference. They lasted for four seasons at that level. got relegated again, kind of knocked around the Isthmian and the Southern for a little while. They were the Isthmian League Cup winners in 2005. They beat Hampton and Richmond with a goal from Josias Carbon. Oh. He's left the club now, so they're carbon neutral.
All right. Very good. They can't copy that.
You can't.
It's fine. It's fine.
2017-18 season was one of their best for many years. Ended up in promotion to the National League South in the playoffs. This is their first season back at this level for a fairly long time.
See, that's odd, because I thought they'd been around a while. They were that I thought had been, you know, definitely in it or there or thereabouts.
So for many years, they played at the Dolphin Stadium in Slough, then moved in the 70s to Wexham Park, also in Slough. But then they kind of got kicked out in the early 2000s and ended up playing in Windsor and in Beaconsfield before they moved into their current ground, Arbor Park. And yes, it's a rather nice stadium. Their chairman, Steve Easterbrook, should probably rename himself at this time of year, managers Neil Baker and John Underwood. Amongst their squad, midfielder Sam Togwell always does a really great job having the right level of duvet on.
Oh yeah, this time of year
he togs well.
Slough Town, John. Slough Town.
Do you want some famous people from Slough quickly who or may not have been fans? I'm a very big fan of Gerry Anderson of Thunderbirds.
Are you a big Thunderbirds fan, John?
I love Thunderbirds.
Getting to know you. Well, getting to know all about John.
I loved it when I was a kid. I've not watched it in many
years. Not into it now, no?
Well, I don't know. I've not seen it in a long time. They don't still
I wonder if it still...
Oh, no, didn't they do a reboot?
They did a reboot and it was awful.
Was it bad? I never saw it.
Really bad, yeah.
I had all those on VHS, but Thunderbirds, Stingray.
Did you, John? Remember the quite precursor? Into it. You were into Stingray, all that, were you?
Captain Scarlet. Loved it.
Who was your favourite Thunderbird?
Who is my favourite? Well, I mean, Scott Tracy's the obvious one. I like Virgil. That's many. Thunderbird 1, Scott Tracy. Thunderbird 2, Virgil Tracy. Oh, Thunderbird 3, Alan.
I think you should save this for
Gordon.
Your Thunderbirds podcast.
Thunderbird 4, the little yellow submersible pod. Thunderbird 5, up in space. That was John Tracy. The mole. You want any more?
No.
You had enough?
Not interested. Yeah. Do you know what? That's the most animated I've seen in a few weeks. Not a very good sign when you're supposed to be into like Torquay United and
I'm going to go off into Thunderbirds
National
podcast.
League football and wonder if there is a Thunderbirds.
We'll watch
podcast.
It episode by episode.
What a lovely
commenting on it,
John. This is a good idea. You should do this.
Yeah,
I think you should. What would you call a Thunderbirds podcast? What would you call it?
I was trying to think of something clever.
Thunderbirds are pod out of the pods. No, Thunder pods. No. What was the name?
I'll have a think.
Name me some of the. Name me the most famous Thunderbirds again. Scott.
Scott Tracy.
Mm. Pod Tracy. Thunder.
Pod. No. Pod One.
Pod One.
Because the registration pod plate on Lady Penelope's Rolls Royce Fab One.
Pod One.
Pod One.
Fab Pod One. Also, anything else on Slough?
Also connected to Slough. Gary Newman. Went to Slough Grammar.
Married a fan, didn't he? Married his fan. Married
his.
Married one of his biggest fans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. You learn something new every day. Yeah. Not like who's the guy from
ABBA? Woman from ABBA, Agnetha from ABBA, married a stalker.
Didn't Bill Wyman marry a fan who was 13? It's a bit of an odd situation.
I think the less said about that situation, the better. If we're going to start going after people,
well,
Jimmy Page. You'll edit that out.
I'll have to edit that out. Alan Johnson, Labour politician, was a postman in Slough. Ooh. Forrest Mars invented the Mars bar in Slough. Did you know that Mars was a real man?
No. Yeah. Forrest Mars invented the Mars bar
in Slough.
How did he do that then?
I don't know.
Got all this chocolate and nugget and caramel hanging around.
I don't know what to do with it.
Just going
to,
like a
whack
sandwich.
Whack it all together. And
like, no one had ever done that before.
One that you'll love. Billy Smart of the circus fame.
Yes.
Started his enterprise with a hand roundabout in Slough, which does sound quite rude.
A hand roundabout.
A hand roundabout.
Sounds like
yeah.
A hand roundabout in Slough. Sounds like something a bit rude, John.
It sounds like one of Alan Bennett's stories. It's a hand roundabout in Slough.
She once gave me a hand roundabout in Slough.
I should be so lucky.
And that was Focus on Slough Town.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Torquay Corner.
Torquay.
Oh,
we are the girls from Torbay.
Torquay.
The home place to stay. Torquay.
Torquay.
We are the girls from Torbay. Torquay, the home place to stay.
Oh, yoy. It's like lyrics.
It is like one of our efforts, John.
I would be embarrassed. Anyway, that was some Norwegian Torquay fan who tweeted
that. We're only about 2 weeks late on it, aren't we?
Yeah. Just thinking, yeah, but we bring it to a wider audience, obviously.
What's made him
still going? Oh God, I can't listen to any more of it.
All I'm thinking a little bit is it rhymes with Norway.
Yeah. Right?
And is it an old song that just had the word Norway?
Norway.
In it? But he still recorded it, John.
We are the Nords from Norway.
Nords from Norway. I don't like
it. I'm looking forward to a secret fly mouth.
I've got a fly in my mouth. I don't like the song.
No,
I'm not interested in it. And also now I miss Come On Torquay. I miss hearing that once a week. But there we are. I'm going to hear it Saturday, John, because I'm going.
This
to
is exciting.
Tooting. Two ton Ted from Teddington. He drove the baker's van. That's tooting, isn't it? They are going back to Champion Hill on Boxing Day, John.
Maybe
here's my theory on that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think they're going to win Saturday, and they didn't want anybody to piss on their fireworks.
Maybe. Wouldn't you rather that, though? We wouldn't want to be swept up in the day, swept up in the occasion. They get back to their grand.
Yeah.
Much rather, again. I think it works in our favour.
I'm going to the game, John. Looking forward to it. Going with my brother and my friend Tom.
Lovely little day out.
Oh, smashing day out, John.
Beautiful.
And then I have to dash off afterwards to get to my gig.
Where's your gig?
Cardiff.
Long way, innit?
Long way, innit? Lucky it wasn't like Saturday v Basingstoke when they had flipping injury time and pens.
Well, we don't like to talk about the FA Trophy, but yes, they drew a Basingstoke and then they had extra time and penalties and we won.
I will say Basingstoke away in the FA Cup qualifier a few years ago was a pretty low moment.
Lost, didn't we?
I went to that.
3-0?
3-0. It was really...
Justice.
It was really awful.
Justice has been served. Dish best served cold. Well, they might have knocked us out of the FA Cup, but we got our revenge and a trophy. I struggle to muster any sort of interest or excitement about the FA Trophy.
God, John, come on. We've got a podcast. We've got minutes to fill.
I want to talk about Thunderbirds again.
Oh, I think this might be the end. This might be the end. This is not a National League...
It's not how
League,
it was supposed to finish,
it's not
it?
A National League South Thunderbirds mashup. Because that is the
could
most
it be, though?
They've said be niche. I don't think anyone's interested in that.
You know they say you have to pitch a TV show or something in an elevator, the elevator pitch.
Yeah, the elevator pitch.
The time
the
elevator gets up there. Mm. National League South Thunderbirds crossover.
Ding! Sorry, I've got to get off.
Pressing the alarm.
I've got to get off the early floor.
Alarm.
There we are. So Dulwich Hamlet, I think it's 3 points, John. And then
it's a tough one, though,
we are four.
Toughie.
We are four off the top. Billericay have a game in hand on us.
Yeah.
Think we're going to be top by New Year. There we are.
First.
Said it now. You've heard it here first. Yeah. That was Torquay Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Ouch.
I thought it was all right.
Any letters, John?
Yeah, we've got a good few letters to
get
ourselves.
Good few letters. We get letters.
We have Lee Coke, as I mentioned earlier, who said, "Hello again, lads. Just listen to episode 52. Oh. Just to answer your question, I do have a FOF number. I have no idea what number I am, but you've given me 12 on top of that. Therefore, that leaves number 12 up for grabs." So, Lee, for a point of clarity, you're number 11.
This is a disaster.
Number 12 and upwards.
Maybe he's number 4.
It's free. No, he's not. No, the 4 is a mystery. Anyway, Lee Cloak says, "P.S. I'm still doing my research on the Andy Gurney question I raised,
damn
but no
Gurney
luck
thing.
As of yet." The Andy Gurney thing was that he sort of twitted the hell out of an advertising board when he scored, and he was was he trying to work out? I can't remember what the question was now. Was he trying to work out who he was?
It goes to show how much we've looked into it.
Can't remember if we were playing Gillingham or Brighton. That's what he wanted to know. Lee, do your own research.
John, man, come on.
But this isn't Wikipedia.
Well,
this is a podcast.
It's nice we're helping out, John.
Yeah.
Don't fall out with him, Lee.
No, I'm not. Just making a point.
This is Canonia, but he does this.
Liam Connolly, who I believe is a new contributor on the Ice Tier. Liam, welcome,
ice, Liam. Welcome.
He says, hello, gentlemen. I've been put onto your podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I must say, I feel like I've been missing out last season. As a Crew Alexandra fan from League 2, which I understand is a lower league than you boys associate with.
I don't know. What is this League 2?
Wouldn't be seen dead in League 2. He says, it was fantastic to hear the grumbles from last season, game after game of losing, which is something I'm used to. He says, I understand that one of your favourite players is Rodney Jacks. He's not one of them.
He's Torquay's greatest ever player.
He is Crew's all-time record signing and also the best player I've had the pleasure of seeing with my bare eyes. Just wanted to say how much I love the podcast and how I endeavour to be blessed with a fourth number. I understand the rules, I promise. On the ice, Liam Connolly from Crew.
Welcome,
you know,
Liam.
You the rules, though, Liam.
But did he ask?
How I endeavour to be blessed with a fourth number.
He's endeavouring. He hasn't asked. He hasn't
That's
asked,
as
John.
Good as asking.
No. He's look. First letter we let endeavor.
We'll let you off with a warning.
I'm trying,
Liam.
In the one day that the hope I'll get blessed with. That isn't saying I'd like you to give me one.
Yeah, it's a subtle hint, though, isn't it?
If you said to someone, you know, that I'd like to one day earn enough to buy an ice lolly, you're not going, give me an ice lolly.
True.
Are you? On True. The ice lolly
Liam,
to you.
Liam, just watch your step. And
John, a warm welcome to Liam.
I'm just warning him.
A warm welcome to Liam. Let me just give you a little showbiz anecdote, John. This is the heady levels of showbiz I've worked in.
Mm-hmm.
When Rodney Jack was at Crew, I was in a Christmas play, the worst type of Christmas show. A Christmas play.
Not a pantomime.
No.
A Christmas play.
It's a Christmas play. The worst type of Christmas show. Everyone wants it to be a pantomime. It's not. And everyone wants it to be fun. And it's not because it's a play. At the New Vic Theatre in Stoke-on-Trent in Newcastle-under-Lyme. Who should turn up?
No way.
We were shaking hands with everybody. I was dressed as a crab, John. Shaking hands with all the kids as they left. Who was there? Rodney Jack. I went, Rodney Jack! And he went, yes, hello. I said, you're my hero. And I was dressed as a crab, John. It's unbelievable. I met Rodney Jack dressed as a crab.
Oh, what a shame.
And I met Chaz and Dave dressed as full hunchback.
Oh, no. With Harry Hill.
With warts and everything.
Oh, no.
It's no good, is it?
Can't have a picture.
They say never meet your heroes. I have a caveat to that. Never meet your heroes dressed as a crab or a hunchback.
Anyway, finally, on Letters from a Listener, we were talking about the fact that Torquay United were in the background of a film starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I've jumped the gun here.
That was Ryan Lane. Thank you very much, Ryan, who led us onto the idea.
Ryan Lane is in the learning in the photographs.
Led us onto your idea, the National League Film Club.
Yes.
Films with National League in the title. I think I gave us Enemy at the Gate's Head to kick us off last week.
I came up with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yes.
Well, our wonderful listeners.
You didn't like it, did you, John?
It's all right. One of our wonderful listeners have not let us down. Ted Woodley.
Ted Woodley.
Much as it pains me to say it. Says, now on at your local Curzon Ashton.
Very.
Already
in there
with a joke.
Flipping heck, Foff. What number is he? Foff 3.
Foff 3. He says,
this is how you. If anyone's listening, this is how you keep and maintain your Foff number and how you get a Foff number in the first place. Ted has stepped up to the plate. Because even more so, John can't stand Ted Woodley for some reason.
Not true.
He's tried to ban him from the podcast. He's no-platformed him. Yet he still has to read these out because they're so good.
He says, The If Chris Filed.
Amazing.
Not bad. The Hungerford Games.
Amazing.
Blythe Spirit.
Perfect.
Chorley's Angels.
Couldn't be better.
Not Now Darlington.
Amazing.
Torquay Largo.
Oh.
Guiseley and Dolls.
Brilliant.
Krakatoa, East of Thurrock.
I think Ted's a ringer. He's a pro.
Murder on the Leighton Orient Express.
Ted's a pro.
Gateshead Revisited. Billion Dollar Braintree. They're all good, Ted. Very, very good. Mark Ridley chips in with Mighty Morphin Concord Rangers.
Very good. Very good.
Western Supermare on Elm Street.
Oh, this has been hugely brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Everybody. Matty Hayward says, The Shawshank Dagan Redemption.
Very good.
Yeah, East is Eastleigh.
That's nice.
Harry Potter on the Prisoner of Alfreton.
Excellent.
Chesterfield of Dreams. Very good, Matty.
This has been brilliant.
Mr. Garley says, has anyone done Eastleigh the Extraterrestrial?
Very good. Eastleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way you say it again, John. It's the way you tell them. Carry on.
Mr. Garley says, a comic book nerd, an Elvis fanatic, Clarence, and a lady named Alabama fall in love, set in Cornwall's county town and only city. True Romance.
Very good. True
Romance. That was
romance.
Very, very, very good.
Very good.
Jane Kelly chips in with The Taking of Chippenham 1-2-3.
That's a good film. Good. The original of that film is brilliant.
Yeah. Truro Grit.
Excellent.
Not bad. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Wieldstone.
Mm. No, I like that. That's good, John. Don!
Or should be the Philosopher's
This has been like the best bit of social media we've ever done, John. And you're going,
And Mr. Garley also chips in with rags to riches. Small-time boxer from working-class Essex is arbitrarily chosen to take on the reigning world heavyweight champion, Billy Rocky.
Billy Rocky.
I tell you what, though.
Wish we hadn't ended on that one.
I tell you what.
What?
Full marks to our listeners.
Yes.
They are great.
The Foffs, John.
The Foffs.
Foffs, they are absolutely great.
Give yourselves a pat
on the
back.
On the flipping ice to every single one of you. That was absolutely brilliant effort. If only we could think of something else. We peaked.
That's too much of a good thing.
I think we peaked.
Yeah.
I think we peaked. Is that it, John? Is that all the letters? They were absolutely awesome letters. Do get in touch at NatObsPod.
And nationalobsession@gmail.com. And leave us, if you would, a nice rating and a review on iTunes. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell someone if you like a tweet, do retweet it. Don't just like it and retweet the podcast. That'd be marvellous.
Yes.
But that was letters from a listener.
Go,
will you send back a letter from a listener?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That was lovely.
Lent on the control.
Tong! The National Obsession. That's the end of this week's podcast, The National Obsession, with me, Charlie Baker, John Cardigan, Joan Cardigan. At, what are you on Twitter, John? At NatObsPod. And what are you at, John?
At John Cardigan.
At John Cardigan.
Very
at
easy.
Baker's tweet. I'm hoping to see some of you on Saturday. Actually, I'm hoping to see you, but you not see me at Dulwich Hamlet on Saturday.
If you do see him, don't disturb him. He's on his own time.
No, you're welcome. Come and stay on the ice, and I will give you my just very quick opinion about the...
And then ask you politely to
No. You talk to my brother. He sent a letter the other week. Remember that?
Yes.
Right, it was good. It was a good letter.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.